Hello, hello. You're listening to the Hammond Cast Show on our favorite station in the nation, KYOU Radio in San Francisco, California. John Hammond, your host, at the microphone and at the organ with my combo. That's my theme song there. Thank you very much for joining us, folks. I've got a very diverse and interesting program for you today. So kick back. I'm going to be with you for the next 45 minutes. And we just got back from Toronto, Canada. And I had a good old time there. My first time back in 32 years. And I had the good fortune to meet the great Quincy Jones there, who was on the scene to receive his well-deserved Jazz Master Award from the NEA people. That's the National Endowment of the Arts. This was during the International Association of Jazz Educators Conference that we really enjoy participating in that. And on the way home, we met this great lady baritone saxophonist who had performed the evening before with the Smithsonian Jazz Orchestra from Washington, D.C. And she was kind enough to give us a CD of a project that she's working on in a quintet formation called the Jen Krupa and Lee Piltzer Quintet. And Lee is the baritone saxophonist, and Jen Krupa is the trombonist, and Tony Nalker on piano, Pete Revelle on bass, and Chuck Red with two D's on drums. So we're going to kick off the show today with a selection from their CD called Opus 1 on the Hammond Cast Show, KYOU Radio. Yeah, Lee takes a real nice baritone saxophone solo on this one. Lee Piltzer and the Jen Krupa Quintet here. Opus 1 on the Hammond Cast Show, don't you know? We'll be right back. Yeah. Out of Sight. That was nice. Lee Pilzer and Jen Krupa with Opus 1 on Hammond Cast KYOU Radio. And we are going to hear Lee a little bit later in this program with a much larger ensemble playing along with the Smithsonian Jazz Orchestra with jazz masters, the great Cuban percussionist Candido Camero and former NEA Jazz Master Award recipient Paquito de Rivera, who we will be having on the program coming up pretty soon. We're working on that. And also Joe Wilder, the great trumpet player who's played with so many groups from Lionel Hampton and Count Basie, and he was on our previous program and told an incredible story about traveling with the Lionel Hampton band. But let's go to Candido and have him tell a story about how he came to America. Candido, congratulations on your Jazz Master Award. And please tell our listeners on KYOU Radio how it was when you first came to America from Cuba with your limited English and how you communicated with Dizzy Gillespie.
46, I came with Dan Steen from Havana to United States and Havana, Madrid, nightclub with a dance team by the name of Carmen and Rolando. They brought me to United States. We have a 6 months contract on the same place. Mm-hmm. When we finished that contract, then a friend of mine took me to Palladium in Ballroom. Machito and Graciela was playing there, and Tiro Puente was playing there. So my friend introduced me to Dizzy Gillespie, because Dizzy Gillespie was looking for a conga player, because John Oposo got killed in 1948. So my friend introduced me to Dizzy Gillespie. So Dizzy Gillespie, he don't know what we're in Spanish, I don't know what we're in English. So we were talking, you know, hand talk. So my friend asked, "This, you want to know about him?" So my friend asked me a lot of questions. So this is a, I want to hear him play with Machito Ben and also Tiro Puente Ben. So when he heard me play, so he said, "I like the way you play Latin music. Can you play jazz?" I said, "I never play jazz. I like jazz, but I can't try." So then this is my friend, tell him to come with me to the Downbeat Club. Dr. Billy Taylor was playing there that time. So this, my friend told this, "You would like to hear him play with Dr. Billy Taylor?" So Billy Taylor said yes. So I played one set with Dr. Billy Taylor. And then this is, "I like the way you play jazz. You have the feeling for jazz. It's a different feeling to play Latin." So after that, this is a, "Okay, you go." He told my friend that he wanted me to go with him to the next day after he heard me play. But his Spanish was so funny, only thing I understand was mañana. That's me next day. Tomorrow. So next day, I went back to the Downbeat Club, because that's the only thing I understand, mañana. I went back to the Downbeat Club and they signed me for a year and a half. Yeah. I was supposed to sign 1 week with options. Every week I had to sign a contract for 1 year and a half. Every week. So then basically last week, he sent Wynton Kelly, who was a Panamanian, the family, and he speaks Spanish. He was speaking Spanish. So Winko asked me, "You're supposed to go up with us today. What happened?" I said, "This is a mañana, so I came here today." So I stayed there 1 year, I stayed here a year and a half. And this is said, "Okay, when you finish here, then you go with me on the road." That's exactly what happened. With Dr. Billy Taylor, 1 year and a half. He was the husband, the trio. So I had the opportunity and the privilege to play with everybody on the jazz field. Every week they change band, the group. So I have the opportunity and the privilege, and so lucky to be playing with everyone and on the jazz field, the top, like Mr. my friend over here, Quincy Jones. So, and then they all like the way I play, the way I feel for jazz music, and I start recording with everyone on the field. I have at least more than 200 people that look like a telephone book, the names that I recorded with, and I have the pleasure to share the stage with them, tour with them, do concert with them, everyone. Starting with Dr. Billy Taylor, Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Count Basie, Earl Garner, Quincy Jones. Then I went with Stan Kenton, also making tour. And that's on the jazz field. On the back field, then I'm playing and record and travel with Tony Bennett, Dinah Washington, Billie Holiday, Lena Horne. That's on the pop field. Then on the Latin field, I record and play with Charlie Smith, with Machito Graciela, Tito Puente, Marco Rizzo. He's the one who wrote the theme for Rock Lucy. So then I record with Bobby Sanabria, Chico Farrell. He wrote the suite for Manteca for Dizzy Gillespie, and then I start doing my own recordings with all everyone. I have more for the Fit albums. My pieces in the workbook encyclopedia to represent the conga drums. My news, the latest, this CD and DVD, the musical director and producer, Mr. Ivan Acosta, the name of the CD and the DVD is Candido, Hands of Fire. That's the name of it. It came out last month. It's on the market all over the world now.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Candido Camaro, this year's Jazz Master Award recipient from the NEA, the National Endowment of the Arts. It's an official government business here, folks, on the Hammond Cast Show, KYOU Radio. And Candido is about 86 years old now. He still has hands on fire. We're going to hear him play now with the Smithsonian Jazz Orchestra, along with the fellow Cuban musician and also Jazz Master Award recipient Paquito de Rivera, and Joe Wilder, also a Jazz Master Award recipient, and Lee Pilser, who was on the quintet thing that we played at the beginning of the show. She's on the band. So let's hear some of that, and we happy to bring it to you on KYOU Radio. Thank you. Yeah, that was beautiful. The great Cuban percussionist and now NEA Jazz Master Award recipient Candido Cabero on the Hammond Cast Show here on KYOU Radio, along with Paquito de Rivera, Joe Wilder, and the Smithsonian Jazz Orchestra, conducted by Dr. David Baker. That was in Toronto, Canada, during the recent IAJE, the Conference of International Jazz Educators. And next year it's going to be held in Seattle, Washington. So we hope to see you there, folks. Here's another great percussionist from New Jersey, our good friend Chuggy Carter, who's on many records with the great Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack. And here he is with my combo, Graham Hawthorne on drums, and the boys. Yeah. Get down, Chuggy.
Thank you very much for John Hammond and Late Run Session Man. John Hammond.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Now we have a very funky tune, also from the Late Rent Sessions. This tune is called Pocket Funk. And if you all would like to know how to get some pocket funk out there, try leaving a Kleenex in your pocket the next time you do the laundry. Pocket Funk. Here we go now.
Thank you.
Pocket Funk, everybody. Stephen Ferroni kicking us on the drums there. And he's out on tour with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I saw him during halftime at the Super Bowl. Yeah, Steve. Out of sight. You're listening to the Hammond Cast Show on KYOU Radio. Thank you for tuning in, folks. We bring you the very best in FSB, funk, soul, and blues. And this next tune is a bossa nova. I wrote it in Paris in 1981. It's entitled Lydia's Tune. Thank you. Lydia's tune on the Hammond Cast Show. Don't you know? Sidewinder. Folks, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Hammond Cast Show here on KYOU Radio. And I'd like to say a very special thanks to a few folks. Lee Pilzer, the great baritone saxophonist with her group that we played Opus 1 earlier in the show. And the chairman of the National Endowment of the Arts, Mr. or Chairman Dana Gioia for putting together the wonderful program at the IAJE. And we were very happy to be able to bring you the new Jazzmaster Award recipient, Candido Camero, and a performance from him along with Paquito de Rivera, who's also a Jazzmaster Award recipient, and Joe Wilder as well. He is one, and you heard him on the Hammercast show, folks. I want to say have a great day out there and a better one tomorrow. I got to get out of here, but before I do, I just want to say one last thing, and that is bye-bye now.